In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we make the sign of the cross, we say two complementary things. When we make the sign of the cross, we say one thing with our bodies, and another with our words. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. With our bodies, we proclaim the cross. We proclaim Christ crucified. With our bodies, we answer the question, how? But with our words, we answer the question, what? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What is the point of the cross? What does God want to lead us into? What is Jesus' plan for the world? This weekend, somewhere around 11% of the people in Thibodaux are going to go to Mass on Sunday. 2 years ago, it was around 10%. And now, I don't know exactly the percentage, but I do know that our numbers are up a little bit. And somewhere around 11% of people in Thibodaux are going to go to Mass this weekend. Well, praise God that we're up, but man, 11 is a lot less than 100. Some of us, most of us, probably all of us, know people who are part of that 89% that isn't coming into the community here, that isn't coming in to Mass. Maybe it's your kids or maybe it's your grandkids. For me, it was my dad. For 20 years, my whole life growing up, my dad was a Christmas and Easter Catholic. He was part of that 89%. I don't know who it is for you, but we all probably want to invite somebody back to church. We all probably want to invite somebody back here. Praise God, my dad did come back, and now is at Mass every weekend. But what are we inviting them into? What is Jesus' plan? Okay, so we get them here, and then what? What are we inviting the people into? Today's gospel. There's the mission. What is our mission? What is the mission of the Catholic Church? What is the mission of the Diocese of Houma Thibodaux? What is the mission of Christ the Redeemer? Well, it's just to do what Jesus told us. He's the boss, so we just do what he told us. And in Matthew 28, chapter 19, which we just read, he says, here's what you do. You make disciples. And here's how you do it. You baptize and you teach. And here's how you baptize. You bring people into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You see, we say in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and that's a fine enough translation. But if you look at it in Greek and you take it real literally, actually what Jesus is saying is make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the one name, the one power, the one authority of the three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. At another place in the Bible, in 1 John, God tells us through the Apostle John, God is love. And when we open up the Catechism of the Catholic Church to ask the church, what does that mean that God is love? What are we inviting people into? The church tells us this. The church says in her catechism that God has revealed his innermost secret. Innermost secret. That God himself is an eternal exchange of love. And that he has destined us to share in that exchange. From all eternity and forever, God the Father loves God the Son. He pours out his love into God the Son. And from all eternity and forever, God the Son receives that love. And from all eternity and forever, that love between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. Only love, only goodness, only truth, the most only all of those things which our souls truly desire. God is love, and he has destined you and me and all those other 89% of Thibodeau to come into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's the mystery we celebrate today on Trinity Sunday. That's why this day is so important. Because you see, if God is love, God must be Trinity. Stay with me for a second. What is love? Love, the philosophers and the theologians tell us, wants to give itself. Love is diffusive of itself, they say in fancy language. So God is love. If God were not Trinity, he would either not be love or not be God. Let me explain. Love gives itself. If God were not Trinity, how would he give himself? To whom would he give himself? Well, he creates the world. He could give himself to us. But if God were love and God were not Trinity, that would mean that he had to create the world. If God were love but not Trinity, that would mean that he had to create us. That he was forced to create us. That he was not sufficient in himself. And a God who isn't sufficient in himself is not God at all. He's just another creature. And a God who is forced to make you and to make me, a God who is forced to keep us in being, well, that's not love. That's just have to. But we've said this before. God doesn't need you. God doesn't need me. God wants you. God wants me. That's why he created the universe. The sun and the moon and the stars, the whole earth, the things in the oceans and on the land and the trees and the plants and everything that he made so that you and I could come from this world into the life of the Trinity, into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Because God is love. And love diffuses itself in God. Because the Father loves the Son. And the Son loves the Father. And that love between them is the Holy Spirit. God is love. And God is Trinity. And God brings you and me to share in that exchange. That's what happens on this altar. That's what happens when we come to Mass. And not only that, and here's the last thing. God not only calls us to come and to share in that exchange, but God reaches out through us to bring others into his love. And sometimes those are hard conversations with people who are living immoral lives that in love challenge them to come back. Sometimes it's as simple as a smile or a kind word. Sometimes bringing other people into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Sometimes that begins by just refusing to gossip or to go to those places on the internet and to avail myself more and more of time for other people. Sometimes it's just looking that other person in the eye. Even when I'm really in a hurry and listening to her problems or being there for him in a time of sorrow. And you and I little things, by smiles and by listening and by just a little extra time, can bring other people into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, into the exchange of love which we all desire. You know, my dad, I think he came back because of just a profound experience of forgiveness and consistent love. Very simple, very mundane, but consistent. I bet you there's people in your life for whom God wants to partner with you to bring them back. We are his agents. We are his hands and his feet. We go on this mission of love. So that's my challenge to all of us this week. Can we make just one act of love for somebody else? The one that God's calling you to might be a really big one, and it might be really challenging. The one that God's calling you to might be smiling at that poor person I pass on the side of the street, or saying a kind word to that person who I know that I really just don't like. I don't know what it is, but I know that God has revealed to you and to me his innermost secret. And he invites us to work together with him to come ourselves and to invite others to share in that exchange.